Hey!
Hello!
Hi, my girls.
Hi.
Hi, my Stanley lovers.
Don't put that on the record.
Listen, welcome BNN Nation to the most delayed finale we've ever had in the history of our pod.
Also most delayed, like, everything. We obviously have not done, episodes for the last, two or three episodes.
No, we haven't. Yeah, it's true. It's been, a month or longer,
I think
right?
It has been a month.
So that's pretty savage and metal of us. We just said, we're not going to tell you anything. We're just going to leave and not record.
We're not going to record. We're just going to live our lives. And then we're going to pop back into the pod when we are ready. And on this Sunday afternoon, as spring gets underway, we are ready.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really ready. Mm-hmm. I just really felt you guys that it would not be a good thing to do to not wrap up Joey.
Joey
was in many ways a game changer for me in the world of Bachelor Nation.
Really?
And felt like I needed to say something about it. So I'm glad that you are willing to take just a few minutes on your busy Sunday afternoons. We have a senior in college. We have a sophomore in college. We are grinding towards all kinds of things, but here we are together.
We've got a girl on the edge of a mental breakdown.
Okay. And then we also have another girl who's not on the edge of a mental breakdown.
A girl who just slept 12 hours.
We've got a girl who slept 12 hours and a girl, Phoebs, you partied last night, so you're feeling on the edge?
Well, I partied and then I slept and then I've been sad. I've been sad since and I haven't looked back since. Just kidding. No, just, yeah.
Yep. Well, my night consisted of a very expensive dinner that Nathan and I went to that was beyond delicious. And me overanalyzing everything. So yeah, that's kind of where I was at.
Overanalyzing the dinner or overanalyzing your life?
Everything, life, what's happening in life, where life is headed, what's whatever, instead of just enjoying. So I'm just saying, our brains get the best of us all the time, instead of just being where we are.
I don't ever want to be an adult.
Well, you already are.
I mean, I want to keep living, but I just don't want to
just to be clear, I do want to keep living, just not as an adult.
I don't want to be a 40-year-old.
You just want to regress.
Well, do you want to be like that Natalia Grace? Did you hear about that famous story that some family, I don't know the whole story, but some family adopted this girl from the Ukraine who was a dwarf who said that she was six, but she was really 20.
Oh.
And when the parents were changing her diaper or something, they saw pubic hair, and that kind of tipped them off that she was older. I mean, it's supposedly the mystery that everybody's talking about, this Natalia Grace thing. And then it started becoming who was, was it the parents being abusive, or was she kind of tormenting the parents by getting someone to try to take care of her, even though she was a full grown ass adult, but she was a dwarf or a little person, or she had dwarfism. Maybe that's the right thing to say. But basically selling that she was 6 or 8 or something like that.
So why would they be changing a 6-year-old's diaper?
I guess I don't know. They thought she was, or maybe they, no, it wasn't a diaper. Sorry. They were giving her a bath because they thought she was 6, but she was really 20 or 22. So is that where you're headed, Phoebs?
Insane.
Wow.
That whole thing, just to get back to. So Phoebe,
is that what you want? Is that what you want?
You don't want to be an adult. So you just want to get someone to adopt you and say you're 6 or 8.
That was a crazy comparison. Hey,
you could pull it off. People think you just graduated 8th grade.
Truthfully. Anyway, whatever, guys.
You know what I think the answer is, Phoebs, for this stage of your life? I hate to say it.
Alcohol.
Fake eyelashes.
Oh, I love how Claire and I both said, I said weed, she said alcohol.
I'm glad that that's what you guys think the mother's advice, your mother's advice is.
It normally is. Normally you're like, smoke some weed.
Oh, I've never had her tell me.
This is a, what'd you say?
Putting mom on blast?
Yeah, listen, this is a not a good thing to be taking out of context, to have a, to say that your mother is telling you to smoke weed. Yeah. It's just that when I know that I have a daughter who is, you know, craves control and perfection and, you know, that you are hard on yourself. I give that advice to daughters who are hard on themselves. Loosen up. Smoke
if you
weed.
Have a daughter, everyone, every single daughter who is hard on themselves at all, ever, smoke weed. That's mom's advice. That's all.
No, the smoke weed is just a, it doesn't mean literally smoke weed. What it means is loosen up and smoke weed.
Yes.
You know.
Hypothetically.
It's, yeah.
Figuratively, rhetorically smoke weed.
Yes. Yes.
Rhetorically smoke weed.
Rhetorically smoke weed. That's what I mean. And I don't say that to you, Claire. Because you're always loose.
I'm always smoking weed.
Yeah, you always have a vibe that you're high. So that's why I'm not worried.
Stone cold sober. I think you're a stoner. Ooh, wait, bars.
Wait, is that a lyric?
No, I literally just made that up.
Stone cold sober. I think you're a stoner. Hey, hey, hey. Wow.
Okay.
I rhetorically smoking weed. I feel like that's my new Instagram bio.
Yes, rhetorically smoking weed. Put it up there now. I love it. So I am still kind of recovering from laryngitis. I think that's another reason why we didn't BNN. My voice still sounds a little weird. But anyway, welcome back to all of our hardcore, small and mighty fans who stick with us and want to listen to this mother-daughter ramble that we do every once in a while. For those of you who are just joining us, because we tend to sort of post up big numbers for our finale. So if you're joining us because you want to hear what a mother and two daughters has to say about life, love, and everything between and in between, that's what we are. We are a mother and two daughters who use The Bachelor and The Bachelorette to talk about life, love, and everything in between in an unedited manner.
Who would have guessed?
I'm Leanne with a scratchy voice, and I am the mother of the trio.
I'm Claire, and I am 21 years old.
I'm Phoebe, 19.
Rhetorically smoking weed.
Always.
Oh,
me and Claire. So, guys, it's been a few weeks, but all that came before is irrelevant as we arrive to Joey's great love story.
True.
And wow. Let's just say wow.
Wow to the story?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Wow to the past few episodes and then wow to the finale. I mean, I loved the finale.
You did?
Yeah. I ate it up. I was like,
wow, I didn't.
Really? I was low-key like, this is the kind of bachelor shiz I like to see. Like,
Which part?
Kind of giving like Jason Mesnick. Like when he proposed to what's her face and then
Melissa and then went to Molly.
It was like same energy. Like it was like, I don't know, the episode's energy. I was just like feeling nostalgic for Jason's season. And I was like,
honestly,
love it.
I felt the same way because I was like, no, like, hell no, there's no way this has got to be a Jason Mesnick situation where he proposes to the wrong girl and then the second choice. I am just completely in denial that him and Kelsey were the ones all along. Like, I literally was riding the daisy train from day one. I was like, it's gotta be her. Like,
wow.
I'm shocked. I feel like I've been watching a different show because now everything is coming out. Joey is going on all these podcasts saying like, oh yeah, like week three, we were flagged by the producers because I was looking at Kelsey too much. And they were like, oh, you have to, what? Like they were hiding this like deep connection the whole time. And I'm like,
that is, That is really disturbing. That really, I don't like that they're saying that on the podcast. I haven't been hearing that, but that makes me really not trust the process. I mean, it's like, first of all, how do these other women feel hearing that? That they were flagged by the producers for their deep connection, and then Rachel and Daisy and everyone else is getting like freaking dragged through the mud.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I like, that's what gets me about this kind of stuff. Like, that's what I always hate. Like, just that, I don't know, the narrative that, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but like the phrase, like, it's always been you.
Yeah.
Like, that gets me every time because it's like in a bad way. Like, I'm like, I think that is for the person who's hearing it, it can be so like, what? Like, oh my God. Like, yes. But in reality, like, it's kind of icky when you think about it because it's like, that means that if they're saying it's always been you, that kind of disregards like the ways that previous relationships like brought you to where you are and like have like it just in one sentence like low-key diminishes like how you felt about someone else. So it's like, I don't know, like for Daisy, for example, it's like they had like, he did really love her, I think, and care about her even as a person or like whatever, and like she always emphasized how much like he changed her thing or change things for her, and I feel like she probably like changed certain things for him too, of course, like as any relationship does. So it's like, I feel like, not saying Joey said it's always been you or whatever to Kelsey, but I'm just saying that general like idea always like kind of makes me feel icky because it's like, I feel like we need to like give credit where credit's due to like relationships like that, and like acknowledge like I did care about that person, and like, yes, maybe in the sense of like, oh, it's always been you, as in like, I was always meant to find you eventually, like maybe in that sense. But like, I think the people that lead up to the person you end up with are important too.
Listen, yeah. I think, oh, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead, Claire.
I was just going to say that I think about, you know, Claire and Tayshia's season where Claire knew she didn't want to spend, you know, her time getting to know other guys. Like, right. Obviously, that was the wrong decision for her. No, but, like, it's just kind of, like, in my eyes, a more honorable thing to do because you're not leading these people on when you know who you want. And you know that, like, this is the person that you're going to end up with. Like, Joey was never... Honestly, every season, people are like, oh, the decision, I'm trying to think, like, who I should choose. But Joey never said that once, and I thought for sure because it was Daisy until he started distancing himself on their last date, and I was like,
yes, oh, like, oh God, what? And how heartbreaking to see Daisy kind of realizing it on that last date. Like, it was so hard to see, it really was. Yeah. But I'm gonna just say, I mean, what I personally loved about this season was this kind of like elevating the women a bit, like meaning the women's story was elevated with Daisy's behavior, in my opinion. Daisy was so just like above board about everything. She just went to Kelsey, how's it going with you guys? I'm not doing this bullshit. I'm not feeling it's me. And then the two of them going there together. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was kind of into all that. Weren't you?
Yeah. I also feel like we got to know a lot of like the women personally like this season. I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like I know their uniqueness a little more, and I don't know, maybe Joey helped bring that out too, like just with the way he was with all of them. But like, I loved that too, and I think that's why it felt more of like a big finale. Like, normally I'm just like, okay, whatever, it's like the only thing I'm gonna find out is who they choose, like that's the only surprise. But this felt more like more surprises. Mm-hmm. Like more things that were like, wait, what? And like, then she's gonna, like, we didn't know what Daisy was gonna do.
True.
We just, she's like, I know what I have to do. And then like them going up and like, we don't know what she's gonna do. So it's just like, it felt more of like a big Bachelor historic moment, low-key. And
So you bought the Jesse lines.
Yes. I'm pulling a Jesse, and I'm gonna say that you've never seen anything like this before. and I was literally just, I mean, we'll probably talk about it more, but just like emotional about it, honestly, and emotional about Daisy.
What do you mean? Not emotional in what way?
Emotional about her walking away, like in happily emotional, like very like empowered, like
empowered. Yes.
It was like, wow, like that's just brave. Like, I don't know, to like take the power back in that way and not like walk and know. She was like, I knew that I was going to get broken up with. So why would I like, why would I let him just do it and like have the control? Like,
100%.
And that is like powerful because immediately that like changes the way that you, I feel like, go into healing from like a breakup or like an ending of a relationship. Is the way mine ended felt very just like, I felt very like powerless, but that wasn't even his fault. I just like kind of put myself in that position too, like, and very like out of control and like, oh my God, like there's literally nothing I can do about this. Like, I'm just not enough. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, even that small narrative shift for like Daisy of like, well, we both know that we're not each other's people. So I'm going to go ahead and like the way she just like, they're like, oh my God, the way they edited that was kind of good. Like kind of fire. Cause I was like the way it was all just like quiet and then just like, but you're not going to choose me. I was like, oh my God. It was just like low key, like cinematic. And I was like really vibing with it. I don't know.
I mean, Phoebes, I love that you say that because I think that that's what I mean about like elevating the female story. You know, it's like, we're not just a pawn. We're not just pawns in the game of men. You know what I'm saying? Like right. Fluttering around, waiting to be chosen, like we're victims and we're just in the Hunger Games of love and, you know, whatever. We are just like able to stand up there and go, you know what? I know what's going on here. Like, you are not choosing me. And because of that, I do not choose you. That's it. And then the way that she said, I could cry when she walked away going, if this is how love feels with someone who doesn't want me, like how can I, am I okay, getting it wrong?
Close. I'm kidding.
Close. Good.
What is it? What is it?
If I could love the wrong person this much, then imagine how much I could love the right person.
That's right. There you
she
go.
She is so, I mean, she
icon.
Is so
she's icon.
Inspiring. And I just feel like that is such an amazing, like, role model type of mindset to have showcased on The Bachelor.
Yes.
Because so much we see, which we have talked about, we see women being sent home saying, why am I not good enough? I am unworthy. All of this. When we see the men being sent home and, you know, not feeling that way. And we just see time and time again, you know, the women putting themselves down and, you know, just having that kind of mindset. So it's really inspiring and important to have someone like Daisy. And I mean, obviously she turned down being the Bachelorette. Like, I was like, oh, no way. No way in hell would she ever
be. And like, actually icon behavior because I just, like, I don't know. I think that she managed to fit all of the nuances of, like, a relationship into, like, her perspective of just, like, she was not afraid to, like, say that, like, Joey changed things for her and, like, impacted her. And I think that's so often, like, it can be really easy to be cynical after a relationship and be, like, and just push everything away and just be, like, so, like, bitter. Just be like, oh God, like so stupid, whatever. But like a lot of times those relationships can have a big impact on you, like, and can also like, can bring a lot of good for whatever comes next. Like it can like really like, just, I don't know. Yeah. Stir up a lot of good.
That's
and
right.
She was like, she wasn't afraid to say that. And then also, but then also just be like, and that being said, like we both are going to decide, like this is a mutual thing where we both decide that this is not working for us.
Yes,
you know? Like,
yes,
you're
yes.
not pouring into me, therefore I'm not going to pour into you. Like, it's like that,
that's
like,
it.
Give and take. And Claire,
oh my God.
I love what you said about the role model, because it's so true that, like, it probably is so, like, reinforcing for, like, women to watch stuff like that and be like, dang, he sent her home, and she keeps saying, I'm not enough, or, like, I'm not whatever. Like, Daisy didn't even, like, I'm sure she felt that sometimes, but, like, she was really encouraging herself to like just think about and like basically change the narrative and just be like, oh, like it's not that I'm not enough, it's just that we're not right for each other.
Which is No, but what you said, I love what you just said. If you're not going to pour into me, I'm not going to pour into you. I mean, that's like, that's it. Like, that is the, that's the key here, you know? And I think that that strength and empowerment from Daisy, or what she displayed, has some roots in her challenge, her health challenge. Because I think when you have to get to know yourself in that kind of way, that's why she gave off that centered vibe, don't you think? I mean, she always was so centered feeling, like, and clear, like the way she communicated was just like so present feeling and yes, so right there. And personally, I just don't think Joey is there. I think Daisy needs someone a little more, evolved.
How I see it.
That's
how
I see it.
That's interesting, and I'm considering. I feel like that is possible. I always felt that Joey admired Daisy. And like, yes, he had, yes, like yes, that's yes, yes, always the word that like comes to mind when I think about their relationship, like how he looked at her and everything was always with admiration, how he talked about her, how he talked to her. Like, it was like he was inspired by her and admired her. And so like, I always feel like that's something I want in a relationship, like that's going to be lasting, like in, you know, a partner, a life partner, honestly, is that like, I want us to have like admiration for each other and like, you know, be inspired by each other. And so I that was the reason why I thought for sure it was Daisy, because that was there. Like, they didn't have to force it. They both just admired each other. Daisy admired the way that he listened and supported her and, you know, whatever. And he admired her strength and her journey through everything and her wisdom. And, you know, like, it's just like, I was like, oh, like, there it is. Like, that's it. And so like, in a way, maybe Joey isn't, maybe evolved enough to, I don't know. I don't want to say that because everyone also has different like values for their like long-term relationships and whatnot. But like, you know, maybe that just wasn't a value that was as important to him as I thought maybe should be, or that like I thought it was. Like, he just he valued more being goofy with Kelsey.
No, that's what I mean. I mean, well, that kind of makes me segue into like, what about their match? I mean, obviously they have this physical connection and they have this whatever this goofy connection is, but I do wonder like just about like what is it? I mean, I did get the red flag, but now that you tell me that the producers said all that stuff, maybe the producers told Kelsey to write that "we need to talk" thing. Was that all just fake? What was that? The "we need to talk" thing? That was totally fake.
Well, Joey's reaction seemed very real to me. Like, he seemed like fully in a panic attack mode. But like, I feel like maybe the producers told her to write it.
And said to write, "we need to talk."
Well, I don't know if we talked about this, but...
did we?
When she wrote... I forget. But she wrote, like, when they were filming her writing, she said, "we need to talk," comma, and then kept writing. But then when they showed Joey opening the card, first of all, it was different handwriting, but second of all it said was "we need to talk." So I was like, okay, she wrote something even different than what the producers told Joey to open. So, you know, whatever. I don't know.
That's true. I think that Kelsey and Joey's connection, like, yeah, low-key came out of left field because we all knew that, like, they had a connection, but, like, it kind of felt a little, like, honeymoon-y. But, yeah. Oh,
what?
I just snotted.
Do you have tissues?
I don't have them on me. Okay.
Oh, shoot.
It's okay. that was shocking. I mean, I know they also had it. Like, I'm not, like, I don't want to diminish it just to goofiness and attraction, because I know that, like, they had talks that were, like, deeper than that. Like, about her mom and like about how like he sees her, like sees his mom, wait, sees her mom and her, and like, I don't know, there's a lot of like beautiful connections there, and like, I don't know, I do think we saw like some of that, but I just like, I didn't really see it lasting like super far past until their final date, where I was like, okay, he's definitely more into this than he is to like with Daisy, you know. But I don't know, I'm, she says they're in love, so
I don't mean to reduce their relationship to just goofiness, but it's more like what I remember him saying about her was always goofy stuff. Like, I didn't, like, and maybe that's just, like, what I chose to remember, but, like, just when he was just talking about her in his talking heads and whatever, he was like, she is so goofy and we're always laughing. And it's like, yes, that's important, 100%. Right. But I was just, like, always surprised to hear, like, I guess the lack of, like, I don't know, I feel bad saying this, but, like, the lack of depth when he was talking about her. Not that, like, their relationship lacks depth, but it's more just, like, the words he chose to say about her. And maybe that's editing, too. Who knows? But
yeah, and hey, who knows? Who knows what he says behind closed doors? But, I mean, that's, I think, the impression they gave us as audience members. Was like more of like she's the fun connection that is deep, but it's like maybe a long-term relationship but not a marriage, you know. And that's not on Kelsey. I'm not trying to say like Kelsey's the type of girl to not, you know, like, I, that's not what I'm saying. It's more just like their connection together, I feel like, was how that was portrayed. But then I'm like, at the same time, like, you know, I saw it sometimes. Sometimes I was like, oh, like, wait, yeah.
Do you think they're going to last?
You know, I want to keep hope. So, yes.
Okay, okay.
I read a book that literally changed my life.
What is it? What is it?
Everything I Know About Love by... What is it? Dolly Alderton.
Okay, what is it?
It's just a book about life, love, and everything in between.
What is it? Tell us about it. Why did it change your life?
I don't know. It was just like, she just is British and
yes,
has the most wisdom ever. Like, just so...
Give me one example.
It's just a great book. Well, the reason I bring it up is because I was just like saying, like, I want to have hope. And basically, like, she said, like, at some point, she was like, when you get older and you still like don't have like a long-term relationship, or like you see your friends everywhere, like getting married or like whatever, like, it's hard to fight cynicism. Like, it's hard to not like resort to like skepticism and just like humor that's like, and like just believe that like whatever, it's like you don't care, like whatever, but that sustaining hope is like a real art. And I like, even that one little sentence, I was like, I gotta check myself, because already it's literally, it's been one troublesome thing and I'm already just like, well, everything ends anyway, so like what's the point? But it's important to, like, remain hopeful always. Mm-hmm. And like she said, also, like, practicing trust, too. Trust and hope. Like, that's an art form.
How do you practice trust?
You do trust falls with all your friends all the time.
Wow.
Ooh.
That sounds good.
Trust falls and games.
I think it's really,
like, building trust with the people around you, or like trust in yourself and
Trust in people, I guess. Just
in
like
the process.
Trust in the process and trust in like general like humankind.
See, what I find a hard time is that I think it's very difficult to wholly this is what I find the most challenging in relationships. It's that it's hard to totally believe what other people say because you don't know really where they're coming from, their frame of reference. Because I just keep thinking about like my frame of reference, how I see the world. Like, and so if someone says something or doesn't say something to me, I can start to assign a story about why they did or didn't say something.
Yeah.
That may not in any way be what they're thinking. Because yeah. Imagine if someone's doing that to you all the time in relationship. Like, oh, you must mean this. Oh, you mean that. Oh, you mean whatever. Like, totally undermining what you're saying. Like, what you mean, right? Because they're bringing their insecurities or whatever on you. But I do that. Like, I do that. And then I think, well, if someone was doing that to me all the time, I'd be annoyed. Because I'd be like, that's not what I mean. That's not what I would ever, right? But I do think that this concept of trusting, like, and I do think this kind of skirts into this broad category that a lot of people have of codependency, which basically just means, like, in a broad definition, it's when you are involved in other people's feelings more than your own, right? So basically, like, jumping into other people's intentions instead of staying in your own, right? So, oh, what you must mean this. You said that, you mean that. That's kind of a codependent thing, that you're telling them what they meant. Where I remember reading this book or whatever, and it was just like, basically, you need to trust what people tell you.
Yeah.
That's it. All you need to do is whatever they actually say to you,
yeah,
you have to believe it. Because if you don't believe it, you really have no foundation for relationship. You know what I'm saying? Just trust that that's what they, that trust. I mean, you can sit there and guess and say, oh, maybe they said it because of that, or maybe their background or whatever. It's just like, okay, you said that to me. I believe that that's what you mean. And so I can go with that. But that is, goes both ways. And I think that, but I think it also, to the point, Phoebes, can help with letting go or moving on or growing from something that was good. Like Daisy was like, huh, I trust what Joey said to me or didn't say or whatever, you know, or what Kelsey said about their relationship. So I'm just going to move forward and say, you're not going to choose me. I know that. And I'm moving forward. I don't know. Does any of this make sense?
Yes. I have to say that I felt like I used to have a problem with like not believing what people said because I still like psychoanalyzing people.
Sure. But, well, that's always fun.
It's always fun. And also like helps me. It helps me like not take things personally because I'm just like, oh, you know, whatever they're doing wrong to me is like a reflection of, you know, themselves or how they think or whatever it is. But I used to, you know, I guess read into like what people said and like think that they or like try to get the meaning that I want out of their words.
Right.
But recently, I don't know what changed or like really when, but I know that there has been a shift because like I do now just take what my close friends and, you know, family and whatever, like, I take what they say to me and I believe it. And, because that's all we can do, you know? And I mean, like, I think it's, there maybe can be an argument made, like, for, you know, actions speak louder than words. And so, like, I guess that can be, like, a different thing if you are interpreting their actions to be the opposite of what they said to you or whatever it is. But, you know, with a lot of things that's been going on in my friendship group right now, you know, like all I can do is, you know, believe what my friends are telling me. If they are telling me that their intention was this, then I believe it. I just do because what else am I going to do? Like,
That's just what I have a bunch of conspiracies of what else it could be. There's just a
yeah, lot of then energy. It's a lot of,
yeah, a lot of energy goes into
yeah, and unproductive. And you know, I hope that, you know, in return, my friends can believe what I say, because, like you said, Mom, like, no one wants to be read in that way and, like, not have their words believed.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead, Phoebes.
I want to go.
Yes.
That's it?
I'm sorry.
I love how you said that.
I
am done.
I think this is a great conversation that you should keep having, even when I disappear. But I'm feeling anxious and sad, and I need to go outside.
I love that you want to go outside. Well, I will just end. Well, I will just cap off what you said, Phoebes, but because you told, can you tell me the name of the book again?
No.
Oh, well, I just really like
everything
what you said,
I
though.
Know about love.
Okay. I just really love this trusting thing, because I'm going to really think about that, because I think that I, like I said, I think it's something that a lot of people have issues with, trust.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for leaving us with that. Okay, the one last quick thing I want to ask, if you could just give me your 2-second opinion, which is the only other thing I wanted to talk about with this last few sessions of The Bachelor, was what did you guys think about the old women from The Golden Bachelor coming to try to give advice to the final women? Because I found that so cringy, and then I just thought, is that what it's like talking to me?
I thought it was cringy how the franchise was trying to force them to be like motherly figures to these like women that they've never met. I kind of felt like, I was like, really? Like if they told me, if they came and gave me some advice, I would genuinely just take it with a grain of salt. Like, it doesn't really matter much to me.
Yeah, it was really forced and weird. Yeah. What did you think, Phoebes? Yeah.
Weird. Like, I don't think it was all awful. Like, I think some of them did have good things to say, but, like, I think it being there in the first place was strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just hated it. I kind of was like, bring back Tayshia. Remember, they used to have Tayshia do that. They used to have the girls. Remember when first got rid of Chris Harrison? They had, like, Tayshia and some other chick. I don't know who. They would always pop in and give advice.
Caitlin.
And now they were doing the Golden Bachelor. And did you guys see? They are now going to have a Golden Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did see that.
Because they are so into the old people formats.
Yep, they love it. She loves it.
She loves it. Anyway, okay, thanks, Phoebes. Love you.
Thanks. I'm sad to say goodbye, but
do you want to go? Do you want to say anything else about your Stanley or water cups?
I'm just.
Yeah, I get it. It's called Sad Sunday. Sometimes we have sad times, and that's how we feel as women, and that's okay. We are deeply emotional river creatures.
I feel like I'm abandoning you guys.
No, you're not.
You know what? You stated what you need, and we respect that.
Yes.
That but means you want to go outside and get some sunshine, and we're into that. I want to do it too. I mean, there's so many outside. I love being outside. I love it. It's like it centers me.
Well, love you guys.
Do you want to say any final things about Joey's season? Do you regret watching it?
I just, no. I wish we were filming a different day, because I just am like not able to give everything I wanted to give. So.
Well, should we just pause it and then pick it up another day and then just do like a weird 2-parter finale or something?
No, too much work for me. Thanks.
You got too much going on, right?
Yeah, I don't want to have to worry about editing that.
Okay, gotcha. Well, there really wasn't much more that happened in these last few sessions.
I just would have loved to have a full closing out on Joey's chapter, but I just...
Well, what did you... What about when Rachel hurt her jaw from the bungee jump?
So.
I mean, not the bungee jump, the platform jump. What did you guys
think
about
that?
That first of all,
out.
That was horrifying. And honestly, I felt so bad for her. She was just like, I'm okay. I'm okay. And she wasn't. And then, I mean, it was like, it felt so, she's like, like, I mean, yeah. I would be so mortified. And honestly, I think The Bachelor should not be making people jump off platforms like that.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. She could sue them, can't she? Maybe they made her sign a waiver.
No, I'm sure she signed something. But would you guys want to do that on a date? It's like you have your freaking bathing suit go up your butt. No. Your top goes flying off. You break your jaw. And then you're supposed to be like romantic. Like, I'm
We've talked about this before, like how they're always praised for doing dangerous things. Like, I'm so glad you were so adventurous with me and stepped out of your comfort zone. No.
Like, that is the precursor for everything. Although, as we said, we coined the term before, these things are intimacy accelerators. But what's really sad is that was an intimacy accelerator for Joey and Rachel. They had to go to the hospital together, and then freaking Joey dumped her ass.
Yeah. Dumped her ass. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's only so much you can do. You can accelerate intimacy, but you can't make him stay.
I jumped off of a dock. I don't know if I've showed you guys last year when Nathan and I went to South Carolina, and his sister and at sister's house have a dock over this lake, and they built this 2-level dock, and I jumped off that freaking dock. And one of those times, I think I got like a lot of water in my nose, and it was also really disconcerting and felt like something wrong had happened.
Oh,
like I think jumping off of a high thing, especially at a certain age, is really
probably not good for you.
Dangerous.
But okay. What do I do? X out or?
Yeah, I think so. I think you can
Well, because last time we did that, it just like didn't save my part.
Oh, okay, shoot. Look up again, Phoebes. Like you were. Look up. No, your eyes up. Like roll them up.
That's why I just closed my laptop last time. And you guys were like, what? And you guys were like, oh my God. Remember that?
And then what happened? Listen, we can just get off. It's 42 minutes. We've been talking. We talked an hour, everybody, before this. I don't know what to say. You know, we're fizzling. We're at the end of our, I mean, could this be our last BNN ever?
See, no. That's what gets me. And that's what
Let's not do that.
That's what gets me.
We're
literally about to invest in microphones, so no. It's not okay.
Well, listen, are we going to even give a crap about Jen as the Bachelorette, though?
Yeah, I don't. I think Rachel, I didn't know if Rachel was offered.
She was.
So wait, who was offered?
Rachel, Maria, Daisy.
And they all said no.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Jen was the last resort?
Mm. Well, probably not last resort, just like, because they would have kept going.
I think, of course they would have kept going, but I felt like there was someone that I wanted more. Who's so there?
Oh my God. Here we go. 2 days ago, why Daisy Kent turned down The Bachelorette. Have you read it?
No, I haven't.
I already know why she turned down The Bachelorette. She said it on the show.
I know, but this is a big article that's like, it's a big thing, you know?
I wonder why they probably didn't ask Lexi, right? Because she probably would have said no too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. All these people.
I was wondering about that, but I thought that Lexi might want to because she, you know. Because
she wants to go quicker. Yeah.
Yeah, she wants kids.
Honestly, yeah. Well, since Lexi got sent off before Jen, or she like whatever, like maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Like they have to go in order of like, well, they don't have to because Clayton was like rando.
Oh my God. Daisy said that she was also worried about hurting other people on the show. She's so great. You know? Anyway, she also went on the Vile Files, that show.
Yep.
Okay, so girls, I guess there was no other themes for us to talk about. We are just really petering out here.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we're all involved in our own things right now while we're still recording the podcast.
Okay, I mean, listen, you guys. All I have to say is that I have been pranked. I totally thought it was Daisy the whole time. I feel like this entire time I've been watching a different show than reality, I guess. That's pretty much all of my thoughts. I mean, I wish Joey and Kelsey the best. I definitely do not wish any ill intent. Yeah. But, you know, just unexpected.
Okay, great summary.
Thank you.
I think what I learned is that Joey is a delicate flower. He has sensitivities about his feet and is very insecure himself about not being wanted.
True. And
he doesn't like getting... I think that the real bonding moment happened with him and Kelsey when they were at the spa and he was getting his feet rubbed and he was giggling and kind of acting goofy. And she was like, it's okay, it's okay. Your feet are okay. And I think that was the ultimate safety for him, that he felt like if she can handle my foot fetish weird thing... Not
Wait,
fetish.
He does not have a foot fetish.
No, he doesn't want his foot... You know, he doesn't want his feet touched. It's the opposite of a fetish. Yeah, he doesn't want his feet touched. He doesn't want them being tickled by someone. He doesn't want them being looked at or photographed. And I think since Kelsey understood that and kind of gave him security, he was like, she's the one.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What an interpretation.
Yeah. Look at that.
Well, it's been good. I think this season was packed with emotion. I'm a little emotional to be leaving Joey.
Do you want Joey more or less than when we first started?
Less.
Want him?
Less.
I wanted him.
I want him less because he is with someone. When someone is available, I want them.
Wait, Claire, that is so weird that you say that. Like, last night I was volunteering at this music venue. I was with this girl who's, like, in a long-term relationship, I guess. I don't know. But she's, like, a year older than me. So how long term can it be? Just kidding. And we were talking and we were like getting along fine, you know, and then like we were taking people's tickets and like this couple came in, maybe, I mean, it kind of seemed like first date vibes to me, but like, yeah. And it was this like guy, they're like a young couple. I don't know. And they walked in and then he left. Like I turned to her and I was like, I want him, like whatever. But it was like a joke, of course, like not yes. like, I want to go get his number. It was more just like, he's cute. Yeah. Like, that's my way of saying, like, he's cutie, you know?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, my God, no, he has a girlfriend. And I was like, well, yeah, like, not actually. I just mean, like, he's cutie. And she was just like, I just, like, once someone is with someone, I just, like, totally, like, cannot see ever saying anything like that. I was like, oh. And she was like, I don't know. Maybe it's just because, like, I'm in a long-term relationship. I just have a different perspective on that type of thing. But
wait, why does she even want anyone if she's in a long-term
relationship? No, like, I guess just, like, she was just saying, like, she was like, I don't know. But, like, if I were in your position, she was like, I just cannot imagine, like, feeling like that or saying anything like that. I was like, damn.
Like, she really came for your throat.
I know. I was like, oh. I was like, I literally was trying to have, like, a little, like, funny, like, girl, like, oh, he's cutie, whatever, like, whatever. And she was just like, oh my God, girl, no.
She was wait, like, girl, how old was this
puts
guy?
You in your place.
25.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't want him. I was just saying, like, he's cutie, you know?
Yeah, let him be cute. You can comment on people being cute all
That's
day
That's what
long.
I mean. I'm like, I'm not going to go up to him and be like, I know you're on a date right now, but may I please, like, blah, 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 you know?
Yeah. People can be blah, cute.
Blah. What?
People can be cute and have a partner. They're yes. not, they're not exclude. Exclusive.
They don't become invisible once they're hooked up with someone. You know?
Yeah. I was like, whoa.
That is really funny. Yeah, it's like someone who like takes everything too seriously.
Yeah. Oh my God, I know, I was like, dang.
That's a funny SNL skit. People who take things too seriously all the time.
Yes, pitch it.
I'm gonna start doing that.
Good one.
To you guys.
Oh.
I'm gonna start taking things too seriously.
Yeah, I'm going to start taking everything too seriously. Well, listen, I'm so happy that summer's coming. That means that Phoebe will be coming home for a little bit. Claire will be also coming home for a little bit before she starts her new life in New York. I'm really feeling emotional about the end of this year, about seeing Claire in her last show at school, about graduation, about all of that. I'm really feeling life right now, like feeling. When I drove away from Arizona last weekend, I was like crying in the car, crying. Mm. Easter was really nice, wasn't it, Phoebes?
Mm-hmm. It was really nice.
In its own little crazy way. But anyway, to all of our listeners to BNN Nation, we are grateful for your undying love and support. And and the fact that you've stuck with us for 8 seasons now. And we'll see if we have a season 9. I just can't see doing Jen's season, but we'll see. I think that maybe we could start doing
Paradise.
Yeah, let's do something different. And let's do mother-daughter chit-chat about some other stuff. Yeah, maybe let's try Paradise. That might be more interesting.
Paradise is so fun. And I think it's a great way to change things up as we get our new microphones and become super professional.
Okay. Is it this summer?
I think so.
It's every fun.
Yeah, baby. Paradise. I'm in.
Okay, listen.
I hope I didn't lie to you. I'll check.
That's all good, everyone. We're all done.
Okay, as we head off into another thing, I think my last words of advice is trust yourself and trust what people in your life tell you. Take it at face value and go forward and see what comes next.
Trust the process.
Trust the process of life and trust your Stanley.
Mm. Yes, preach.
I'm going to, and by the time, when we start our next season, I'm going to let everybody know what kind of water bottle I got.
Perfect.
Oh my God. Awesome.
Goodbye, our newbies. Goodbye, our little noobs.
Listen to us. Look for us on Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts, all the places you listen. Please leave us a freaking review if you would. That would be so amazing.
We love them. We love them. We read them every night to go to bed.
Share this pod with your mothers and your daughters. And if we take this bitch on the road, we'll let you know. And I've been thinking about maybe whether we want to do like a mother-daughter retreat kind of thing. I want to talk to you girls about that.
Okay. Yeah. When I'm in a better mental headspace, let's do that.
Okay, perfect. Okay, guys, anything else we want to chant on our way out? Our final chant of the season? Oh, how about shoot. Joey's toes? Joey's toes. Just kidding. What do you guys want to
discuss?
How about Daisy? How about girl empowerment? Because yes. Daisy.
How about girls?
Should we just what? Let's do
girls.
It. I love you, girls. Ready? Okay, thanks for listening, you guys. It's been a great season. And go.
Girls.
Girls. Girls. Girls. Girls. Girls. Girls. Girls. Girls. Girls.